Okay, welcome back. This is going to be a very difficult hour, and many of you out there are suffering similar issues with people who have taken the bioweapon shot, who have not taken the bioweapon shot, who may have been shed upon, who also may be simply a victim of a slow breakdown in health. It happens when we get old. But when it happens to somebody that we know, and in this case certainly know about, it becomes very difficult to talk about or to present on a program like this or any program. And as I think all of you know, Frosty Wooldridge has been a friend of yours and mine for a long time, 20 years. And we have in this country a number of catastrophic illnesses now, which because of the declining and deconstructing immune systems in people, linked to this alleged vaccine, which it is not, and people who have been vaccinated who are shedding things from that vaccine, which can in fact cause all manner of illnesses if they get unfortunately implanted in people. We don't know. It's a guess. But Frosty has had one of America's most horrific diseases hit his family. It's not Frosty, it's his wife. And I want to ask Frosty, first of all, my friend, you know how I feel already, but I'm not even going to go into it. This is heartbreaking for me. And I can't even imagine how you showed up to do the program. But I know you, and I know Sandy would want this. So would you like me, Frosty, just to read the beginning of your essay to set the stage?
Yes, please.
All right. The title is Alzheimer's Disease Rampaging Across America. It Just Hit Our Home, by Frosty Wooldridge. This is a very painful column for me to write. It's painful because my wife Sandy, the love of my life, my dance partner, my camping partner, my fun partner, my bicycle partner and movie partner, has contracted Alzheimer's disease. We've already cried buckets of tears, suffered from futility, depression, and anger at what has happened to us. She can't remember the day of the week, her friends' names, what year it is, what she did this morning, her own children's names, the state we live in, the city we live in, and her mind simply vanishes in the middle of a sentence. She can't spell simple words anymore. She can't write a check or figure it out how to work the TV remote. She cannot access her memory banks. She's got no more access to them. They're just taken from her. Yes, so many American families and Americans within those families die annually each year of cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. They die from traffic accidents, fires, and inner-city killings. But this disease, well, it's got us by the throat for a long-term, twisting stranglehold on our lives. How did it happen? Well, we're baby boomers. We lived through leaded gasoline, lead in our painted walls, DDT sprayed all over our neighborhoods when we grew up. We actually ran through that god-awful spray behind the truck and breathed it. 80,000 Monsanto and Dow chemical poisons being sprayed all over our crops for the last 50 years. Chemicals in our water supplies, and another 100 assaults on the cells of our bodies. Frosty, this is one of those unbelievable, imponderable events in what we call life on this planet that makes no sense and Someone said a long time ago when I was young, only the good have to suffer. And those words have never been more true in this case. And I don't even know where to start with this, but Alzheimer's, for those of you who don't know, is one of two or three catastrophic brain illnesses. Usually Alzheimer's is a plaque-induced condition. Prion disease is a different ball game entirely. That's mad cow or CJD or VCJD. They've got a lot of different names for it. In deer, it's called mad deer disease or chronic wasting disease. It's also known as transmissible spongiform encephalopathy. But that's a different thing from Alzheimer's, although the results are almost indistinguishable. And Frosty, we love you. We love Sandy. I'm speaking on behalf of people all over this planet. And we all care. And you tell us what you want us to know about this. And it's a very personal thing, so don't feel like you have to go too far. But you've got family listening out there, and I mean it, all over the world.
And thank you, Jeff. And thank you for reading the beginning of the column. It's my wife and I talked about finally publishing her condition because we wanted not everyone to know that she has this, what Ronald Reagan said, this disease is the long goodbye.
Right.
And it's a disease that it takes 20 to 30 years to actually form, and the plaques, the amyloids get in between its synapses, and you can no longer connect. You can't access your memory banks. You can't even remember your best friends. You can't spell. You can't remember your own birthday and or your birth date, let alone the city you live in. It's something that, as I said in the column, and anyone can go to Rinse.com because it's posted up on Rinse. And the one thing that Sandy and I thought was important is that there are ways now. It used to be you're just a dead person. It's like getting cancer of the pancreas. You know, you're dead.
Sure.
In six weeks.
Right.
This one is the long goodbye, and some people get it, and they live for 4, 5, 6 years or whatever, even longer. But in the end, they don't even know who they are. They don't know. They have no thought processes. They're simply an organism that's eating and breathing and existing. And, you know, the more we talked about it, the more we thought about it, that I should write about it and share it. And the reason I wanted to share it tonight on this broadcast is because there are millions of Americans and Canadians and Europeans and everyone listening to this broadcast. And it doesn't matter what your politics are. You could be any kind of politics, and you can be any kind of race. But this Alzheimer's thing, it doesn't care. It doesn't care whatsoever. And so for me tonight and my wife Sandy, I want to bring you some hope. I want to bring you, and we want to bring you, some understanding. Because most of the time nowadays, you go to a doctor and they just say, good luck. And in fact, I'm quoting a source right here. The number of men and women with Alzheimer's disease is expected to double in the next 30 years, according to a new analysis of the U.S. Census data. It is estimated that 6 million Americans aged 65 or older have Alzheimer's today, and about one new case every 65 seconds. This number is expected to rise to 13 million, and the disease will become the leading cause of death in the United States. And it's not a fun way to go.
The number one cause. Frosty.
Yeah,
that's what they're saying.
In the coming years, that's correct.
Wow.
And so I think everyone that's ever read a column that I've ever written there at Rinse.com, and I have to say it's all posted right now, and the emails are coming in. You know, so sorry to hear about your wife. I mean, I'm literally my transom's coming in right now, and I thank each and every one of you all, the emails that have come over the years, whether they're you know, from all the political things that I write, but I also have written things on good health, and I've certainly written a lot of vignettes about living a good life and all that goes with that, because I'm basically a positive, optimistic person. And even though I don't laugh a lot on these interviews because they're so serious so often because of the condition of our country and what it's going through, I laugh a lot. I have a lot of fun, and Sandy and I swing around the dance floor, and we're all smiles. I think that's sure. Mostly everybody does that. And so...
Well, honestly, Frosty, let me just suggest that unfortunately a lot of people don't live those kinds of lives that you two do. They don't. And you are setting an example. That's why your columns are so important, especially those about how to live a full and fabulous life of joy. It's an inspiration to people. You too have led the way into the darkness for a lot of people. Don't ever forget that.
And thank you for that, because it has been fun, and it is fun. For those of you who are bicyclists or backpackers or river rafters or mountain climbers or just explorers of any kind, if you go to my adventure section there at Rinse, you're seeing a lot of happiness and a lot of joy and a lot of my relationship and Sandy's relationship to Magic Lake at 11,000 feet in the middle of the autumn, or a bicycle trip from Golden to Aspen through the colors, or, you know, a bicycle trip across America, or all the books that I've written about bicycling around the world. And in fact, I've got another one coming out in a month or so, The Kickstand Chronicles, which should be just a ton of fun as a book of adventure, you know. And so... what we're facing right now is a disease that takes years to formulate in your body. And as rich as the American people have been, boy, oh boy, we're finding out now that the way to develop Alzheimer's, and what I'm trying to share with everyone this evening, is we basically... as a country, and I remembered back in 1965, I was buying McDonald's hamburgers for 20 cents each when I should have been buying stocks in McDonald's franchises. And so for a buck, I could have five hamburgers and get on with it. And then, of course, that came, and then you pretty soon drink a Coke with that, and then you get some trans fats, and you get a bunch of French fries dipped in all this horrible oil, and then you get a sugar shake that's just filled with all this stuff. And then that's when the junk food revolution came into being. And so now you go to all the fast food junk stores out there, and you all know the names of them and the pizza places. And in reality, those pizzas are not a solid food foundation for your body. And so now we in America are 66% of us, two-thirds of us are fat, and the half of the 66% are grossly obese. And we're eating sugar at I think it's like 140 pounds a year per person. We're sugar addicted. In fact, after World War II, Gerber started putting sugar in the vegetables, so that when the mother tasted the Gerber's, you know, vegetable, in a little jar of Gerber's, she thought it was nice and sweet. It tasted great. Well, the kid could care less whether it was sweet or not. They're looking for the nutrition. But that's how we started getting, you know, caught and addicted to sugar. And so nowadays, you whether you go to GQ, Dairy Queen, DQ, or you go to Wendy's, or you go to literally any of these stores, you're going to get all this sugar. And I mean, look at everybody eating, you know, ice cream and the malted shakes and blizzards, and it goes on and on and on. And so what happens is in your body you get this overload of insulin, the sugar, and the insulin's just trying to fight like crazy to neutralize this false sugar, this white sugar, and it gets worn out. But in the process, you get inflammation in the body. And what happens with all this inflammation, and I have to tell you, in the last 10 months, with this thing coming down on us, I've read everything you can imagine. I do all my research. Honest to God, I know more about Alzheimer's and dementia than God right now, because I want to find a way and a way out of this. And I think for anyone who is experiencing this, and or your parents are, or your grandparents, we have a way out of this thing. And I think you all know, I'm really tenacious. I've played racquetball for over 40 years and tennis. I mean, I get into a sports game, and I don't care if let's just say racquetball game of 21. I don't care if I'm losing, 19-5. You better believe that there's still a chance to win, and I still expect to win, because that's how I play the game. And I think you all remember Yogi Berra, the great Yankee catcher. He said, "It ain't over till it's over."
Yes, sir.
And so the thing that I want to bring to every listener tonight, and whether it's cancer, whether it's diabetes, whether it's Alzheimer's, you really have some choices. You can make changes. And I don't think anybody knows this, but I had cancer cut out of me way back in 1995. I came off a trip. I did the West Coast. In fact, it was my first West Coast, Canada to Mexico. In fact, at the end of it, Sandy was working full time. She couldn't do it. And so she came out and picked me up. But I had a bleeding mole, and I couldn't figure out what it was. So I went into the doctor. And all of a sudden, and at the same time, my sister got melanoma, cancer. And she had it cut out of her.
At the same time?
Same time, yeah. And so, and it's from a lot of the sun exposure. So I found out back then, and I would share this with all of you, every person listening, and to your parents and your grandparents and anyone who wants to have a healthy life, we've all got to get away from junk food, and we've got to all get away, because the junk food people, they're looking for profits. They could care less. You're just collateral damage. And so you got to go toward organic foods. But one of the ways, and I asked the doctor after I had the operation, then I had to have plastic surgery because I had a huge hole. It was no fun. I cried my eyes out. I mean, it was a horrible experience to get this cancer cut out of me. And the doc said, what you want to do is change your entire body from acidic pH levels to alkaline pH. And so alkaline pH, when you move your body toward alkaline pH, here's how you do it. You eat greens like red cabbage and like spinach and like kale and like chard and like bok choy and deep leafy greens of every kind and onions and bell peppers. And literally you eat from the produce section and you change your body to an alkaline pH. And there's books on this. And as soon as the doc told me all this information, I studied up on it. And since that time, 1995, you better believe that I eat a green salad with radishes and with onions and with bok choy, certainly with the spinach, with the cabbage, with the chard, and kale. Kale is one of the best things you can do for yourself. And I use avocado oil. I use virgin olive oil, the fats that really work with your body, not the trans fats, not all these other, all the slippery butter stuff and all the stuff you see in tubes and tubs. And so here it is all these years later, since 1995. And the doc said, you got a 10% plus chance of getting cancer again. And, of course, here I am, since 1995, I'm still very cancer-free. And so if you can use that same information, Make sure your body is alkaline pH, because when you go alkaline pH with these correct foods, then cancer cells can't proliferate. They can't reproduce in your body, because every cell is actually toxic to cancer production or aberrant cells. And that's what, you know, cancer cells are aberrant cells. And the way to get there is to get to be alkaline, but also stay away from all those foods that you buy at a supermarket that are sprayed with Roundup, or they are GMOs, or they're filled with chemicals. And one of the things that's very important, and what Sandy's on right now, is she is eating everything organic. She has to stay away from certain foods, and she's got to stay away from sugar because it inflames. It causes inflammation in the body, which then the brain cells start protecting themselves and create these little amyloids that block the synapses. And these amyloids are like a little cotton ball. And they literally get, you know, it's like if you had tracks in the Chicago train yard and somebody put a giant block between going left or going right, and so the trains collide because nobody can you know, connect with each other. They can't communicate, and that's what's happened to Sandy. And what we're in the process right now of doing is clearing the amyloids. And so tonight I'm going to share with you some of the things and ways to do that. So first of all, every time you go to the grocery store, and again, remember this, this Alzheimer's starts growing in your body when you're 30, and then it goes until you're 40, and some it gets faster and some it gets slower. So you want to really start eating healthy foods at your earliest age. And so you have to figure that every food item offered in a box, in a package, in a can, in a glass or a plastic container is filled with chemicals, preservatives, GMOs, genetically modified organisms, white sugar, synthetic sugars like sucralose and like saccharin and dextrose. If you look at the products they're selling us, they're just filled with all these poisons. And so just about all the crap that manufacturers can add in order to make it taste good, addict your taste buds, and eventually cause disease in your bodies, that's what you've got to look for. And if you look around you, look at the obesity epidemic. I mean, it's just astounding. We've got 10-year-old kids that have diabetes now. Diabetes, is becoming it's an epidemic in this country. I mean, I go to my swim pool and I swim every day, and I got little 10-year-old kids with 50-year-old pot bellies. And you sit there and you wonder what are the parents thinking? Well, both parents are 50, 60 pounds overweight themselves. So if you want to live a healthy, long, and productive life, you've got to take care of the body temple. You know, and when you go to the movies, what's the first thing you see on the top of the movie? Well, a big old bottle of Coke, and then they pop the top, and it says, and they got a bunch of polar bears, and they're all drinking a bottle of Coke. And it says, open a bottle of happiness. Well, if you go to Rinse.com and you see one of my things about what the deleterious effects of soda pop, there's 15 different problems with soda pop, with the preservatives, and of course with the sugars, and then the caramel gets in between your teeth, and then you have the dental caries, and then of course the caffeine, and then there's 13 teaspoons of sugar per 12-ounce can of pop, and then the caffeine
13,
is causing
13. Hold on, 13 teaspoons of refined
of sugar
in
right.
one can of soda.
And one can of soda. That's right.
And if it says sugar-free, put it down twice as fast because it's aspartame.
It's aspartame and sucralose. And
yes,
you know,
sir.
The new diet, the Diet Coke, it's sucralose. And what happens with the sucralose is the sucralose, you get the nice sweet taste, you don't get the calories, but guess where the sucralose goes? Look this up, because I did the research on this, Jeff. Sucralose goes into your fat cells, and it never goes away. It gets stored in the fat cells, and you now have a dump of sucralose in your body. And they put sucralose in whey products. They put literally sucralose in Diet Coke and then zero sugar Coke. And they never tell you And if you look back in the 50s and 60s when they had doctors promoting you to smoke Lucky Strike and Marlboro and all this, they're doing the same thing today. They know what these chemicals are doing to the body, but you are nothing more than collateral damage. And that's the diet. And if you ever seen all these poor people that are taking, you know, 24 case of Coke, a diet soda, diet, you know, Mountain Dew out of the store, and you have all these young people with a beautiful smile and beautiful teeth. Well, the people that eat, they get fat. They drink diet sodas, they get fat. They get dental caries. They get terrible, you know, cavities in their teeth. And so you really have to be aware. And in the end, if you go to all these drive-ups, they can't wait to serve you an instant heart attack, high blood pressure, and diabetes 30-second meal in a bag. And yeah. so you get to protect yourselves.
And there's 500 cows in each patty of beef on the average at any fast food place that serves burgers. Think about
that's right. And a Big Mac is 2,200 calories. Look it up. Most people, they only burn 2,200 calories in a whole day if they just have a regular life. And you get one hamburger, and that Carl's Jr. thing is about the most obscene hamburgers I've ever seen. It's loaded with bacon. It's got nothing but
crusty
Velveeta cheese, and then it's got
30
chemicals in it. Yeah.
I know. When you were a kid, many of you listening, when you were young and you roll back, you remember hamburgers back then. They bore no resemblance to what they're serving now. They were actually, I'm not a meat eater, but they were actually good. They tasted good. They were relatively fresh beef. They were raising the beef properly. The food was prepared and seasoned. It was nothing like, these kids now have no idea what things they've lost because they'll never see them. They're gone in the past. But I used to eat hamburgers when I was 10, 11.
Yeah,
you know, I stopped later on, but I understood it. And the quality of food then was, there's no comparison. None.
Oh, there isn't. You know, and I will share this with every person listening to this broadcast. And I have the names. And I can, if you email me, I'll give them to you. There are 9 chemicals that are injected or fed into every cow and every chicken that you eat. 9 chemicals. And so when you eat that cow or you eat that chicken, you are eating 9 chemicals.
Right.
I mean, Baxitracin, and they've got the growth hormones, they got the steroids. The names are unbelievable. And I got these out of a book called The Health Revolution by one of the top scientists out there that actually wanted to expose this stuff. And you see, the doctors, AMA is never going to tell you about all this information. In fact, I have warm showers and I have cyclists come through, to visit me and stay over at my house, long-distance bicyclists that go across the country coast to coast. I'm right here on Route 40, and they come right through, and they stop, and last year, two young, about-to-be doctors, MDs, and I said, when you get into the MD and you join the AMA, the American Medical Association, I want you, and I'm a former cardiac catheterization medical technician. I mean, I got to see it all myself when I was in the hospital. I said, start the AMNA, the American Medical Nutritional Association. I mean, these doctors should be promoting good health, not, Snickers and candy bar consumption and blizzards and milkshakes. And if you, there was a story, and I forget, was on 60 Minutes. Some guy went into Chicago and he tried to show the school systems how much sugar was being fed to their kids and how bad it was. But the food corporations that were feeding all these kids in the Chicago schools, they trounced him. They shut him down because they didn't want to stop, serving all this junk food and these, pepperoni pizzas, because the kids want the taste first because they're so addicted to all of these seasonings and the salt and the sugar and all that goes with it. And he got tossed out. So in the end, it's up to each and every one of you. So here's what I found out about Alzheimer's. any person listening to this broadcast, if you want a healthy life, if you want to make sure you don't contract Alzheimer's, or you want to save yourself from it once you've got it, Dr. Dale Bredesen wrote a book, and it's 30 years of research. It's extraordinary research. It's called The End of Alzheimer's Program, The First Protocol to Enhance Cognition and Reverse Decline at Any Age. Okay? This book gives you a roadmap, and Sandy and I are following it, and you've got to be highly disciplined. You can't be half-assed at this. You have got to be highly disciplined, but he gives you a roadmap on what you've got to do. And that gets down to, it's called it's keto style 12-13. And also he offers what is called a recode, R-E-C-O-D-E. In other words, you got to recode your whole system and what you eat and what you drink. And it's called Recode Protocol. And the key here is as I've just been speaking about earlier, you have got to go into that grocery store and you've got to demand organic foods, organic fruits, organic vegetables. And as a matter of fact, you know, since water is the most important thing that you eat, that you use every day, and your whole body is like 90%+ water, I highly recommend that you, and I just found out about this, but go online and you'll see all the science on it. But you want to drink water that has an alkaline pH of 8.8. Because water goes into your brain, it goes into your blood, it goes into the delivery systems, and everything that makes your body operate is all because of water. And as a matter of fact, we're buying it. You can get a machine to make it for you, but it's alkaline 88. We buy that at Natural Grocers here where we live in Golden. And Sandy's been on this thing. And here's the good news from this very painful journey that we're on. She hasn't gotten any worse since we got on this. She's actually, has a clarity of mind. And there's another book out there, and I'm holding it in my hand right now, and I wish I could just hand every one of you a copy. And it's a national bestseller, and it's titled The First Survivors of Alzheimer's, How Patients Recovered Life and Hope in Their Own Words.
Wow.
Okay?
That's great.
And there's five women. Mm-hmm. It is. And they told their story, and two men out of hundreds. Mm-hmm. And so if you follow this incredible book, and here's the main book that I want you to get. It's called The End of Alzheimer's Program. Okay? The End of Alzheimer's Program, The First Protocol to Enhance Cognition and Reverse Decline at Any Age. Okay? This book is your handbook and your pathway, your map to get you from ill health to regaining your mind. And I got to tell you, Jeff, Sandy has gone through depression. She's gone through crying. She goes through just sadness. And then this book has given her hope because it's actually, and we've read both of them. And so some of these days she gets clear, and you have, according to this book and all of the research, you have more than an 80% chance of regaining your mind. And what Sandy says, and she sometimes just breaks down and starts crying, I want my old Sandy back. Well, we're going to fight this. We're going to follow the roadmap.
Yeah.
And we're going to get her mind back. And we talked to a doctor about it, and she said if you follow these protocols, and this is a female doctor right here in Denver.
Yeah, sure.
She said, you will start remembering things, and all of a sudden this will make sense to you, and And then you'll remember a friend's name, and then and so the synapses are going to start firing
so
again.
So sometimes sometimes apparently these plaques are able to be broken down or dissolved.
Washed out. And let me, I'm going to go back over. It's called the Keto Flex 1213 program, but you'll see it right there in the End of Alzheimer's program. Now, there's another book out there called The End of Alzheimer's, and it's Stopping and Reversing Cognitive Decline. That was his first book, and that was out in 2017. But the one you want to get is The End of Alzheimer's Program. And that just came out, literally, that just came out in the last year, in fact. So that's the one you want,
Rusty.
Because that's the one with the program, and that's the one with the Keto Flex 1213, along with Recode Protocol. And so, and I don't mind telling you.
Name of the author again, please. Name of the author.
Yeah, Dale Bredesen, Bredesen.
Okay, Dale Bredesen.
Dale E. Bredesen. Right. We're talking 30 years. Now, for those of you who want to corroborate this information, and really beyond all of the Alzheimer's, we're talking about our country is obese. We have got to change the way we eat. We have got to force the grocery stores, instead of selling us all of this Roundup Ready crops, I mean, all of the corn is GMO. I mean, virtually 90%+ of all your corn and your soy crops are all GMOs now. And then they feed all the GMOs into the cows to fatten them up. Well, guess what? They're feeding them a DNA-changed food. And it's a Frankenstein food. And so then when you eat that cow, you not only eat all of the GMO corn or soy, you get the 9 chemicals that are injected or fed into that cow during their process before they go to slaughter. And the same thing with chickens. So this is more than just Alzheimer's, fellow human beings, fellow Americans, fellow Canadians, fellow Europeans, fellow Australians, because I know everyone, you know, you all are sending me, every time I get on Rinse, I get letters from all over the world, appreciative, angry, frustrated, whatever, because of whatever program we gave. This one, I hope, is giving you hope, and it's giving you method. You need the methodology here. And I'll tell you this, it takes your highest discipline, your highest resolve, and your highest actions. Because if you give this Alzheimer's deal a half-hearted, you know, approach with this Keto Flex 1213 program, you're going to get a half-hearted result. So that's the key. And the other Yeah, go ahead.
Have you spoken, you and Sandy, to someone who has made it all the way back yet? Are those people out there? Are they available to talk to?
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, they are in this book, the first survivors of Alzheimer's, and these people tell it in their own words, and they tell exactly what they did, and every one of them, Sandy has told me that when we get her out of the woods and we get her brain back, and that's what we plan to do, and you know me, Jeff,
I don't
quit, and Sandy's the same way. Yeah. We're going to cry for weeks on end. I mean, sometimes I feel like crying right now. I'm trying to hold myself together here because I don't want to break down and bawl my eyes out. But I've been doing enough of that already.
Yeah.
So the key to me is that these first survivors of Alzheimer's, these first 7 that were in this book, there's several hundreds more. So it's been proven, because this thing's been going on for about 8 years. And so, and what Dale Bredesen's doing is tweaking it, and every nutrient, and I've got all the nutrients. I mean, I've got lion's mane, I've got pregnenolone. I've got the brain foods, serotonin. I mean,
you don't have to go through the list. I know you've got it all. If it's out there,
it's all there.
It's recommended. You'll have it. Ask you another question.
Sure.
When did this first begin, and what were the early symptoms, Frosty, to help other people out there who might have family members or even themselves wondering, what the hell's wrong with me? How did it manifest?
Okay, it was about 2 years ago, and she was in her 60s, and she couldn't remember a word.
You mean she just got up one morning and said, what the hell?
She would start talking, and the word would just not come. And then it progressively all of a sudden she would be thinking a thought, and then she would start talking about something, and then her brain would simply shut down, and the whole thought vanished. The point she was trying to make. And then it got worse, where she couldn't read the map. And then she couldn't fill out her checkbook. And then she couldn't remember, and I'm speeding it up right now.
Yeah.
I probably should have started taking notes and written a book about it, but it's been too damn painful. And so I've just gone through this unbelievable process. And then it was 10 months ago where we finally said, my God, I mean, you can't do your checkbook, you can't add, you can't subtract, you can't do simple division, you can't remember your timetable. She didn't remember where she went to college. Uh-huh. She went to college at the University of Wyoming. And then she can't even remember what state it is. You know, I say, well, you went to the, you know, University of Wyoming, and mm-hmm. the state is, and she can't access mm-hmm. the information because the amyloids have blocked off her synapses.
I know how it works.
And so each person that this is happening to, and you know, I'm the lead baby boomer, and there's 80 million of us, you know, from 1946 right through till 1964 was considered mm-hmm. the baby boomers, 80 million of us, and again, we were the ones that got stuck with the leaded paint and the leaded gasoline and the mercury. Oh, and also we found out we had a whole check of Sandy's body. She's got heavy lead in her body. She's got cadmium, heavy, extreme amounts. Okay, and so those of you, and then a palladium, and what was the other one? Mercury. So those of you who want to get rid of this naturally, you mm-hmm. need to be taking every morning two chlorella tablets, and they're a green algae combined with cilantro and humic minerals, okay? And what that does is it goes in to your body and it chelates literally 93, after 3 months, sometimes they say about 2 months to 3 months, that combination of natural, you know, the plant, cilantro, and it's very inexpensive, and the chlorella and the humic minerals, it's a liquid, you do it morning, you do it night, and you do it in the evening.
Right.
And the other thing you want to do is make sure that you're burning MCT oil or coconut oil and MCT oil, which is triglyceride chain oil. And what that means is instead of burning like diesel fuel, which gives you a really nasty black smoke out of the pipe, you want to burn propane, which gives you a clean exhaust. So make sure, and it's a Newport report, and I studied the whole thing, start taking this coconut oil, clean coconut oil, and Sandy does this five times a day now, so that her brain, because her brain burns this kind of energy the most efficiently, you also bathe the brain. And the other way to help that, and I'm trying to make sure that we get all this in, nitric oxide. You want to take nitric oxide, which is a vasodilator, and that vasodilator then goes in and improves your blood flow by 62%. So you better believe I give her the vasodilator, nitric oxide in the morning, and I also, because I want to make sure her brain is nourished at night, and she does too, of course, she takes the nitric oxide and she goes to sleep, so her brain is getting bathed with all of this clean blood and the alkaline pH of 8.8, so that this water that's going into her cells and going into her brain, it's the finest, cleanest water, and the most beneficial. And it's mineral. It's got all these minerals in it. It's all outstanding. And go to that website, Alkaline 88. I think alkaline88.com, and it'll get you there. And there's several other companies out there that just the one we know about. So anyway, you can get rid of all these heavy metals. And how do I know? Because we tested her, and now her heavy metals have dropped down into the medium arena, and we figure in another 3 months, she's going to have them drop down into the low arena, and then again, keep bathing those, her brain cells and her entire, you know, the circle of Willis, that's what's in her brain. That's what feeds your entire brain, is the circle of Willis. That's from my physiology back when I was in college. And then these clean red blood cells are bathing your cells, and they're dissolving these amyloids, and that's how you get your brains back. And that's what it says in this book, The First Survivors of Alzheimer's. So what I wanted to really share with every person listening tonight is this thing doesn't have, I mean, it's Alzheimer's game of life or death, but now you have a way out. And you have a roadway, and then you have a map, and you've got somebody who has been through the whole thing, and I'm excited. I'm excited for Sandy's future. I'm excited for our future, and I'm thankful. There's also another doctor out there. His name is Daniel Amen, and he wrote the book, and he has videos, and it's called The Brain Warrior's Way, and he pretty much corroborates everything Dale Bredesen does. And so it's not just one person, because Daniel Amen has been doing this for over 30 years himself. And you can all get him right there, The Brain Warrior's Way on YouTube, and he pretty much tells you the same nutrients. And I'm giving Sandy every one of those nutrients, whether krill oil and fish oil, I mean, right on down the line. She takes a big bag in the morning. But as I said, when this thing is over, and we expect to have success probably within the next 6 months or sooner, we're going to cry and cry and cry with thanks and gratitude for the knowledge that these doctors and the researchers and all of these people in these books have given us and helped us with. And all I can say is I'm hoping that I'm helping every one of you who may be going through this or may at some point in your life go through it. If you you need to change your nutritional intake, and so that was so important to me to share tonight, and Sandy is, you know, also right alongside each and every woman out there with her husband, and every husband with her wife, with his wife, and every one of your children. We have got to eat better. We've got to eat nutritionally. We've got to get away from chemicals. We've got to get away from Dow Chemical. As a matter of fact, Dow Chemical and Monsanto should be shut down by the EPA, because they're poisoning the world, and they're poisoning all of us. And all of those people that are packaging all of these godforsaken things like sucralose and saccharin and all these chemicals that they stick into the cows and stick into the chickens, it's got to stop. We as Canadians, we as human beings around the planet have got to demand that our food supplies are healthy, nutritionally grown, nutritionally raised, and nutritionally harvested and or even slaughtered, to give all of us a healthy life instead of what's happening to us here in the United States today. I hope I made myself clear,
one.
Jeff.
You do. I think the EPA should be shut down and reconstituted from the ground up. We need a real government here. We've lost our government, and all the agencies are corrupt. We know that.
Oh,
so don't
they
look
are.
To the EPA for leadership. One thing I want to mention, though, and I really mean this, the BioSuperfood on the homepage was put together by a team of scientists and 500 or 600 clinicians and volunteers and workers after Chernobyl to find something that would actually chelate radioactivity, among other things, out of the body. And BioSuperfood is the result. It's composed of the four most potent algaes on the planet. It has over 15,000 different nutrients in it, and it's right there on the homepage. If I had any here, I'd send it to you. But I'd urge you to get it and include it in there. BioSuperfood, it's right there on a big banner on the homepage. That may be another important tool.
Well, as a matter of fact, and I want to thank you for that, and fellow human beings, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in this audience, Jeff brings you the best of the best. And as a matter of fact, we already ordered BioSuperfood, because I am leaving no stone unturned. And there's no question, Jeff, you're leading the way when it comes to Allison C, and it comes to everything that you promote on your program. It's because it works. It's because everything you're doing for the rest of humanity. And that's why I got the bio superfood myself. The key is, and you know me, no stone is unturned. I go after everything because I want my wife, Sandy, to live. I want to be on the dance floor with her. I want to go camping with her. I want to take her out on the bicycle ride with me. I want to share, you know, a lovely life and a long life. And I want everyone else to enjoy the same thing. And you have to do your homework. You have to put the time in. And hopefully this hour has given everyone a chance. Share it with all of your friends because we're all in this together.
Wow, that was inspirational, truthful, honest, and you just lay it right out like you always do. This is going to work. You will overcome this. Sandy will overcome this. I really believe that. I don't know the book or the author, but please give the title and the author's name again for those who are interested in this, and there are a lot of them out there.
Yes, The End of Alzheimer's Program. Okay. Make sure it's that one. The End of Alzheimer's Program, the first protocol to enhance cognition and reverse decline at any age, by Dale E. Bredesen, B-R-E-D-E-S-E-N. And you can even go to drbredesen.com, his website. 30 years, he's got his guts in it, and his wife is also a doctor. They've both got their guts, their minds, their hearts, and everything into stopping this godforsaken disease that has taken millions of people. And again, it's called the long goodbye. Well, guess what? Sandy and I, we hope that we shared enough with you that it's going to be the happy hello to a happy, healthy life and a long life and a satisfying life, so that we all get to share each other and share with our kids and our grandkids. You know, and when it's finally our time to go, it's not because of any diseases.
You got to go on your terms,
it's our time.
Frosty. I get it.
Yeah.
I got it. Blessings to both of you. Give Sandy a hug for me and all those people out there who care. There's a lot of them out there. All right, my friend. I'll talk to you. If I can do anything, you know my number. Just call me.
You know. And Jeff, thank you, and Godspeed, my friend.
All right. Good night. Nothing much to say after that, except we'll be back. And do drop Frosty a note if you can. He appreciates it. All right. We'll be right back.